This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture. I'm Lee Chui Lin, joined also by Lim Soon Hing. As we announced yesterday on listings that come that this coming Monday, DPAC will be launching its week-long arts festival. The first act to kick off the week will be on air tomorrow. The second act is here right this minute, Hands Percussion with its offerings, and will be followed by act number three in the second half of this hour. Act number four, Titus Andronicus, well, the folks were here yesterday. Bernard Goh, the artistic director of Hands Percussion, is here with Mathilde Limal from France, who is sojourning in our country for a while and joining him for the performance. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hello. Bonjour.
Let's start with the fact that the performance is titled Opium. Is this about how arts are the opiate of our masses?
Yes.
Why opium?
Oh, yes. Addicted, you see? We are all addicted to our arts. Yeah, that's the good one, right?
So we are. Definitely.
Yeah. But actually, it's quite personal, the name of it. Everyone just like very worried about when I first mentioned this. They say, is it very like sensitive if we put this name? But I say, come on, it's a beautiful name. You know, if you are addicted to something. And then one thing personal is because my grandpa is an opium smoker.
Ah, in fact, that's a cologne or a kind of beauty product called opium for women,
yes,
isn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
It's not been banned, has it?
No.
No.
So you're safe then.
Yes.
You should be safe.
Okay. Yes. So it's a kind of like my memories, you know, for my grandpa, because he's a fine artist. So he influenced me actually, you know, from very young stage. So when I first came into my mind, I want to put, you know, all those like my friends, fellow friends that have this addicted to our work, to come up with the ideas, and they love it. They say, yeah, that's the right name, and then let's do it. So we started like a year ago, but some of the preparation, 3 months, and then 4 months, not the same.
So you were quite serious when you said earlier that the name Opium also suggests that, you know, the performing artists are addicted to their work.
So, yeah. Those artists that are invited to this production, yes.
We are. We are sweating every day on stage, yeah. I can tell you.
Yeah. It's quite a different feeling because I don't put it that way, like collaboration this time is a artistic expression. What they think about, you know, I mean, this team. Because opium is like, it's a drug, it's a medicine. So it's kind of
it's
like, you
flowers,
know, yeah, it's a flowers, you know, the bunga poppy. So I want to express my way of like France. And then for Mathilde, it's like, you love it here, Malaysia.
Yes.
So what is it like? You know, I mean, I'm longing to live in Paris. You know, I want to further my art study in Paris. But sometimes it's like, we need to get, you know, I mean, how we express from our work now, where we're longing to a country and then I asked her, she said, I love KL. I said, are you sure? And then for me, I want to live in Paris. But the first experience, honestly, in Paris is not that pleasant. I mean, it's not so good, you know? I mean, it's like, kind of like, oh, why? Why Paris is like this? Mm. But so I came up with
because you saw it in the movie before, no?
Yes. The impression is like, everywhere is the same, actually. Everywhere is the same. It's up to us, you know? So it's up to us to define, you know, I mean, the place.
This production of yours,
yeah,
this time around it is site specific.
Mm-hmm.
We always see your performances in the theater space,
yeah.
So I mean, when we say site specific, what are we supposed to understand by that?
That is crazy. You have to understand this, guys.
Yes,
it's crazy. Living in another planet. You can see his hair is in another planet.
Okay.
Not only that.
I came up with the ideas like, because site specific sometimes is quite different from what I want to try out in this concert, or I called it this performance. This is, I want audiences to experience from here to there, from place to place, to discover, to explore. Because what I did in France or I did in Paris is like this, by foot. I never take a tram, I never take a bus, you know. That's when I go to this museum, to that museum, maybe by walking, I can discover some very nice small cafe, some small restaurant that already have business like 100 years. So this kind of feeling, I want the audience to experience in my show next week. So you can walk around and then you can see.
But we are walking in a place that we are already familiar with, though.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that's not sure that what I'm going
to say.
Deepak Kharia is very interesting. Me, I've been once to see your performance 1 year ago.
Yeah.
And I didn't really walk around. I just see tous les jours the bakery, and that's all. I took my croissant and then I left.
Yeah.
But now is really... It's a bit tricky. I mean, you have to take some stairs.
Yes.
You have to go down, to go up, open a door, see between the glasses, the windows. It's very weird and very nice.
So does that mean in some ways I'm shaping my own experience? I get to pick, you know, what I'm going to witness on the day, because I suppose one thing I see, every choice I make about what to see is something I might be missing somewhere else.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. The only thing now bothering us, the whole production team, is the weather. Oh my God.
Come on,
it's
not raining that much in Malaysia.
Yeah.
Especially between 5 and 7. No.
Yes. So, but yeah, we are prepared.
Everyone
is
praying now.
Yes, we're praying now. But
should be fine.
We have our solutions, you know, I mean, to figure this out. Yeah.
I understand what a site-specific performance is, but yours is not just one site on top of that.
No.
If we were to go watch this next, you start on Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Walk me through that. Like, where do I start and where do I end?
Actually, we have a group of usher to guide you all. And then we will separate you guys, the audiences, you know, into a few groups. So we make sure you won't miss a single spot.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, so that will be well planned. No worries.
Yeah.
If you're dividing us up, that also means that we will not see all that is happening, because it means I can only see one thing at any one time.
Mm.
My mind is kind of racing forward. Do I then see a performance? Then when I go to another place, the actor or the performers that will be starting all over again performing for
yes, me. Let me reassure you. This one actually...
Because I don't want to miss out, yeah?
Yeah, I know. I want to experience that too. So we will perform more than twice. The spot, more than twice. Some of the spot, yeah.
Are you concerned that, you know, the fact that it's site-specific means this performance might be difficult to do again, you know, without a lot of adjustments, or, you know, would it need re-choreographing? Or are you just worried about doing it this one time and not looking ahead to, you know, all the other version 2, version 3 that might come up of Opium?
That's why my fellows, like performers, my drummers, it's a very, very challenging, you know, task and then a show for them. This is a challenging one.
For everyone.
Yeah, like yesterday, the backstage and lights and sound,
everyone.
They say, Bernard, you're crazy. It's really crazy to do that. But I think, yeah, we need to try. Because when you perform in the theater, you know, everything is so like comfortable, you know, your cue and then you go out, the light is on you. But this one, no.
I think it's nice to be out of the comfort zone, and this is where the magical moment, maybe a bit scary, and we will not be always very relaxed about what's going to happen, but that makes us ready to give the best, I think.
There are many elements outside your control.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
It's out of
besides
control, but this is nice,
beyond
no?
The, you know, the weather is one, but there are other things too, like a crying child or, you know.
But that's life, I think.
Yeah, that's life. Yes.
You don't really know what's going to happen, and something happened, and you have to deal with that and try to give your best, and that's what we're going to do on Tuesday. And
yes,
for
exactly.
Six days.
Woohoo! Are performance spaces clearly delineated? I mean, is there a separation between audience and performer, or is it sort of, can I get right up in your face, for instance?
You can try. As an artistic director, you can try, because I just want audience to feel free to explore something. And then, because every spot we have a main, like, you know, we say a message behind that spot. So I really liked, you know, I mean, the audience to relate on that.
Yeah.
You know, relate on that. Yeah. Yes.
So when your guys are drumming, I can even like walk in between them. Is that what?
How, actually, how,
yeah, why not? Wow. Yes.
You
yes.
said that during the rehearsal.
Shouldn't give Sun Hing ideas.
Yeah. Really, yeah?
That's what happened.
That's happened
the people
yesterday.
Just
yeah.
walking between the tambour, say, okay, I'm going to stay, and they stay. Mm. Some people took videos, some people take the children in their arms and make them dance. Lovers yeah. together. I mean, it was very, very nice, very intimistic moment
yeah.
in a street. That yeah. was a good thing, right?
Yeah.
We're speaking today with Bernard Goh, the artistic director of Hands Percussion, as well as Mathilde Lemal, a singer from France, and we're talking about their upcoming performance of Opium. Up next, we find out about how this mix influences things overall. You're listening today to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Afternoon, you are listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture. I'm Lee Chui Lin, together with Lim Sun Hing. We're speaking with Bernard Goh, Artistic Director of Hands Percussions, and Mathilde Lemal, who you just heard singing. And together they're working on Opium, which is the topic of our show today. So we've established it's site-specific, it's happening at DPAC. There are a lot of things going on. Can you tell us a little bit about what some of those a lot of things are? Because it sounds like there's just a whole bunch of stuff happening.
just for his show. Yeah, just for your show.
Yeah. Actually, I invited or I asked, you know, my friend to come and join me on this topic. Like, you know, you love your work. Are you addicted to your work? Like, how far you can go with your work? Let's say Joe Chia, you know, I mean, my fellow friends, fashion designer. He's still in Paris now, you get what? So, I mean, he says, like, no worries, I will be back, you know, for the costume. But some of the costume already made.
Dresses are not ready.
Yeah, your dresses are not ready. I know.
I don't know how I'm going to perform.
No worry.
Maybe with nothing, I don't know.
Cannot, that will be banned, okay? Calligrapher is my high school friend of mine. Now he's a very famous calligrapher. Installation artist
from Mujili. France.
No, it's local. Froyon is our cellist.
One yeah. from France, no? The paperwork.
Paperwork, yeah. Aunt also is from France. Asli is our accordion player because
beautiful.
I want an accordion sound in my show.
That
because it's like Paris.
I don't want
the cliche as
you
well.
Know, I mean, I want a local accordion player. I just want that kind of feel, and then, you know, how he felt about this music. So I think we all like gel together because we all love to share our experience, like what's this calligrapher, you know, very Chinese based, and you know, think about Paris. So I don't want him to come and follow what I want. So for him, he say, oh, Paris for me is sexy. So it's sexy. So I say, okay, your work, how you use your brush and then your work to show the
sensuality.
Audience. And then one thing he's very, very good is I want this, it's a performing. I want to perform. It's not that I write, you know, I mean, in-house. Okay, personally, and then after that, I just show you no.
Yesterday, so we talked about that actually with Chak Hoon, and he told me that he was going to improvise every day. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to fix anything. He's just going to jump on the paper and do a big calligraphy every night, different.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
You have used the word. It's not a collaboration. You just invited all these people, and you have kind of, you just, I don't know, initiated this kind of product.
Yeah. Yeah.
But somehow France is at the kind of background.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you have to tell these people beyond say, okay, you are addicted to your work, we want to do something about France? How do you say, okay, now we'll do this, we'll do that? I mean, mm-hmm. what's the process? Very good question.
For my concern, and then some, it's my problem also, is like, because too free is not a good thing, okay? And then everyone is so busy, okay, we want to tie them down, and then we have a brainstorm, and then, okay, what are you going to do? I know it's free. Like for Chia Kun, actually, what Mathilde just now mentioned is like, okay, you can do whatever, like improvisation, but they must have some guideline,
yeah.
You know, that connection. Like, you know, you cannot be like, you know, really out of control during the show. It's a live show anyway. So that's my job. That's my job to pull everyone together. And then I will see the linking part, you know, I mean, where I can, you know, put these two together, the installation artwork and the calligraphy, and then the paper artist, her work, and then my video projection. So that's I have to be, you know, I mean, control. I have the control, yeah.
Does it make it easier for you, Mathilda, because France is the kind of the theme, so that you just have to be you?
That's a good question. I think in a way, yeah, of course. I wrote one of my compositions, so of course it's about me and about what I have inside me. Tambour, I choose it. It's a song from Émilie Loiseau, a very beautiful artist from France that we choose together. And it's about pain. So I think everyone felt that before in our lives, so it's a popular theme. And I'm very involved in this project because Malaysia means a lot to me, you know, because I arrived here and I didn't know I'm going to stay here. Finally, I stay for 3 years. And because I think Bernard's work is it's an impressive work, I have to say. I see them 1 year ago and I was very like, oh, this can exist in Malaysia? Okay, that's interesting. And then after he called me and said, let's do that together. And we discovered that our love for our countries is very similar. And when I arrived in Kiel, I had the same feeling as you when you came to Paris. I didn't like it that much. And then the love grew again and again. And finally, at the end, we are together.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing, right? I think to finish
How did the site and all the other artists performing influence your choice of song or your, you know, what you decided to do for your performance?
For me, let me answer this. The question is to her.
Please answer.
For me, actually, we have some ideas in it, but of course I will share with Matteo, like, you know, this song, is it like, it's too cliche, like, you know, you have to sing that song over and over again, but I have something
you
in mind.
You impose some stuff.
Yeah, okay.
It's true.
Okay.
That's why he's the director.
He's a director, yeah. For sure.
But I will give it a twist, you know, like, I want it that way. Then I will ask the artist's opinion, can it be done? Because I will explain to them, you know, I wanted it that way is because, you know,
the rationale for it.
Yeah. So I'm not like, no dictator. No, you have to do it that way. No, it's not the process. It's not the process. Yeah.
What can I say about this question? Because they took French music and they completely arranged it, revisited it. So for me, yeah, it's new in that way. I have to give what I am, but at the same time, I have to dream more and to understand more the lyrics. Even if it's in French, I need to feel it more because all this gamelan, the accordion with the Chinese tambour and the Chinese guitar is like, well, where am I now? Well, is it French? Is it? What is it?
So you're not accompanied by the traditional instruments that you have been singing with, like a guitar and a drum set?
Yeah, it's the first time, yeah, of course. First time in my life I do that. I hope not the last, but yeah, it's really inspiring to revisit very classical tunes. I mean, the two tunes that you choose is the most popular one of Edith Piaf.
Yeah,
and we'll have to get you to sing that before you leave.
Without the gamelan, I'm not sure it will be the same style, but I will do for you, Sun Heng.
Thank you.
What was that like? You know, having to go through that process of merging Edith Piaf with the gamelan, for instance, because that is kind of a combination that outside of this room was never dreamed of before. I don't think anyone. Yeah.
I always have to remind and then keep myself like alert. It's like, we really need to experiment, but yet we cannot always do things want to please audiences or no. It's something that I like. I love Edith Piaf songs, but I love gamelan. I just see how it can be. Like 2 years back, we did Tchaikovsky on gamelan. It came out very different, and then I love it. But is this something I want to give the wow factor to audience? No. I just want the audience to come and experience with us, because this is something we work so hard for it. And then I think it's a sharing. It's a love sharing.
But how do you balance this? As artists, you may be quite involved in what you do. But, being so involved, it could come across as you are being self-indulgent. You're doing things that you like, and you want paying audience to come watch you, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, so it can be seen from that perspective.
Yeah.
How do you balance that with, look, yeah, I'm doing what I want, but at the same time, I want others to enjoy it with me?
Yeah.
Because it's very accessible. It's not something weird. Mm. It's just something spectacular that I think I never saw even in France or in any country until now. But it's very accessible. I mean, as I told you before, yesterday people stopped and say, what is that? And they were very interesting and they stay. And it's
they
just
watch the whole rehearsal.
Because it's emotional. Yeah. It's an emotional show. Mm. It's about pain. It's about love. It's about dance. Mm-hmm. It's about talking with your body. So everyone experiment this. So it's human. It's a human show, I would say.
How is this performance part of your evolution of hands percussion? Because, the first time I encountered hands percussion was just drums and drums moving around, people dancing around drums, the movement involved with drumming. And then the next big thing I saw was the Tchaikovsky on gamelan.
Mm-hmm.
And now suddenly this is quite different. Yeah. Is this part of the evolution that you are looking for?
For me, I think we never stop exploring ourselves to different, maybe theatre, maybe dance, maybe, yoga. Because why? I think it helps us to grow, to become a better performer. I mean, because people need to feel, especially performers, you need to have the feeling and more sensitive. Then you will become, you will grow. You will grow from that. So if you say revolution, yes. On another way, I think yes. I want my performance to experience different kind or different kind of practice. Yeah.
I want to play you this.
Starry, starry night. Paint your palette blue and gray.
This came as a surprise to me.
Why?
Because Hands Percussion is this music group. And I was listening to this. I said, Bernard? So is this also your own evolution? Because you have not sung before in any of your performances.
And what a voice, no? Yes. Did you like the voice?
I was taken back. I said, wow.
I love Van Gogh when I was very, very young. Then I spent about, 3 months or 2 to 3 months in the small little town that he passed away. I mean, that time, obvious was, right?
Obvious
was. Yeah. So I just want to share this to my friends, I mean, it's the artist. This is the artist, how he dedicate, his life how he addicted to what he love, his passion, So, yeah, that makes me, I want to share. I'm not a singer, okay? I'm just telling a story through my voice. I think, I have to say it that way. So.
And Opium is reserving few surprises as well.
Yes.
I will not say more.
There will be more, yes.
A site-specific performance, Opium, Artistic Expressions by French and Malaysian Artists, further subtitled Music, Calligraphy, Fashion and the Visual Arts, will take place outdoors at the Damansara Performing Arts Centre from Tuesday, July 26th through to Sunday, July 31st at 8:30 p.m. Tickets are priced at 128 ringgit with concessions at 115 ringgit. Thank you both very much for
coming
in.
Thank you.
We've been speaking today with Bernard Goh, Artistic Director of Hans Percussions, and Mathilde Limal, a singer who is actually going to sing us out, if she will be so kind. You have been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Quand il me prend dans ses bras, qu'il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il m'a dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours. Et moi, ça me fait quelque chose.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.